should we have for dinner, Trevor? We've got a few bits in the fridge.
Beats me, Connie.
Hang on, I'll use my phone.
How about a nice prawn curry?
Whoa, that's amazing, Connie. You got a chef living inside your phone.
Not quite, Trev.
At argos.co.uk, we have all the latest must-haves, including the new Google Pixel with Gemini AI. There's more...
Yum!
...to Argos. Subject to availability, delivery fee may apply.
Can the phone wash the dishes too, Connie?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. I'm your host, Adam Ray, and I'm coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Ooh, Johnny Cash. Ooh, Elvis. Ooh, country. Garth Brooks, Jelly Roll, and Carrie Underwood. Brad Paisley and Nate Bargatze. I am in Nashville for five sold-out shows. Five sold-out shows, baby. The Nashville Zanies Comedy Club has only ever given me a one night, and now we've got five shows, and we sold these bitches out. Thank you guys for doing that, and thank you for coming to the shows this weekend. If you're listening to this episode, tonight is the first night. I'm in the Airbnb. My wife and I got an Airbnb for my father-in-law's 60th birthday. The big 6-0, man. You know, you got to go big when you're 60. What a cool fucking age. I'm 18 years away from that. Feels like a ways away, but it'll be here before you know it, which is fucking sad, but exciting because he's a gangster and he deserves a nice little hoopla. So we're going to rip it up, hit Broadway, go to some country bars, country hall of fame, and then going to go to the Titans game. They're going to take care of us on Sunday. So shout out to the Titans for the hospitality on Sunday. Shout out to Jelly Roll for the recommendations. Shout out to my boy Jeff Coffin, the sax player from the Dave Matthews Band, who's getting inducted into the country, Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame. That's a big fucking deal. Jeff and I kicked it today, and wow, man. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is fucking it's a big deal. You know, any Hall of Fame, sports, music, porn, they don't put everybody in there. So mazel to Jeff and the DMB, one of my favorite bands. And when I say that, I mean my favorite band. So to be chums with Jeff is a fucking real treat. He's one of the best musicians in the world, and he's a sweetheart and real fucking a goofball. A fun guy to goof with. I went and watched him teach at Vanderbilt today to his students. And man, these just phenoms, these young fucking phenom musicians that are just killing it, dude. I played the clarinet for 3 years and then quit because I sucked and was more concerned about making the other clarinets laugh than I was about hitting the right notes. But hey, man, tomato, tomato, Ray Romano, everything worked out the way it's supposed to. I will say this, seeing these kids rip it up at the bass, the piano, the guitar, the sax, and the trumpet, I was like, wow, dude. Like, you know, they loved it, dude. I mean, I'm watching guys, I'm like, they could be titans of the industry. That's what's cool when you see, like, a young musician. You're like, he could be the next Ray Charles. I mean, he can see, but he could be the next Ben Folds, Phil Collins, Shania Twain. Oh, my. So super cool to be around that. Nashville's got a good vibe, man. I'm also here in a good time. The weather's nice. This Airbnb's got a sweet rooftop that we're going to be taking advantage of. Hot tub action. popping bubbly. Wait, is that a Diddy song? Fuck, dude. I'm now having to check myself when I go, is that Diddy? Did he do it? Did he do it? I think he did. I need to Dr. Phil some Diddy. I need to Diddy Phil it. I need to sit him down and go, look, you made a mistake. You threw a freak off, okay? You had too much lube and too many people, too many holes, okay? Not only in your lives, but on the bodies that you were plugging with penises and other paraphernalia. Young people, old people, oh my. Dude, this Diddy shit's getting out of control, man. My wife went down a couple rabbit holes, which was not great. There's too much stuff to learn, man. We live in this day and age where there's too much info at your disposal. You go outside to pick an apple out of a tree, boom, bird gets hit by a car. What are you supposed to do? Stay indoors, not go outside, and not read anything? I know some people that don't have phones or don't go on the internet, truly. And like, not watching the news is one thing, but it's like, look, we got this fucking Hurricane Milton right now, so you got to go on the news a little bit just to see what's going down. People are running out of gas, driving. One guy was stuck for 6 hours. Hundreds on this freeway, thousands. For 6 hours, they went 110 miles, burned out all the gas. Gas stations have no gas. People are just stranded, and they're going to get fucking blown the fuck away. And that is so sad, dude. God, dude. This is, again, why it's like, do you want to know everything? Because everything is not awesome, despite what the Lego movie sings about. Sorry, big bummer to bring that up. And just how do you transition out of Hurricane Milton? The names of the hurricanes are suspect. Katrina is, I immediately think of the person that I knew, you know, like, I'm like, did I know a Katrina? I don't know a Milton. I knew a Milton Berle, personally, because he's dead, but he's a comedian. He was famous. Everybody loved him. So why would you crap on his namesake by attaching him to it? Who comes up with these names? There's no rhyme or reason for the names. There's a comedian, Jay Davis. Shout out. He did an old joke back in the day where he'd go, you know, they're naming the next hurricane after my ex-girlfriend, Hurricane Bitch. I mean, you know, we always laughed. The comics loved it. So did the crowd. It was a people pleaser. Shout out to the people of Florida who came to my shows at Off the Hook Comedy Club last weekend. Wow, dude. Never been there. Club's been around for 13 years. Captain Brian's, it's called. It's a stage in the middle of kind of a restaurant setup, but the room's great. The shows were awesome. The staff is phenomenal. Dennis Katana, the fucking manager, held it down for us. Ramin featured. Ramin Mostafafi, look him up. DC comic, hilarious. Vince Carbone from Chicago featured as well, ripped it up. Fuck, who else, man? My boy Brady Matthews from Los Angeles came over, did some guest spots. Who else, dude? The host, Nick, crushed it. We had a great time, dude. We had a great time. My boy Norm, shout out to my boy Norm. Not only is he one of my best buds, he's my assistant, and really helping take the Adam Ray life and just everything I'm doing, keeping it on track and taking it up a notch. And I owe him dearly for just being such a gangster, dude. He's just locked in. And it makes things more fun when I don't have to worry about the ins and outs and the minutia. You know, Norm gets the merch set up. He comes on the road. He gets the merch dialed in, you know, which you guys are fucking buying this Dr. Phil merch up left and right. We just got Jeremy shirts made, by the way. If you watch some of my Kill Tony appearance with Jeremy, what if I had a gun in my fucking fanny pack? Got some loose Tums on me. Worst part about losing your virginity, saving up all the money to pay for it. And that's what's up. Dude, the response I'm getting from the Jeremy character is wild. I bring it up during the shows. People go fucking nuts and it's wild. So we got shirts made that say, and that's what's up. Those are available for pre-order on my website, adamraycomedy.com. Go grab those if you want. Get some Phil merch. Phil hats are coming too and stickers. But yeah, dude, a great weekend all around. The shows were phenomenal. Staff was awesome. People were traveling, man. People drove 5, 6, 7 hours to come to the show. And that is we appreciate it, man. It's something special when the shows are filled with an energy of people that really want to be there, dude. And I can safely and confidently say I've never phoned in a show. And I think that's a habit I have held on to and kept consistent since I started stand-up 17 years ago. So when I'm now doing these shows where people are, you know, we're selling them out and everyone wants to be there, I know I'm going to give you your money's worth. So, and it's all subjective still at the end of the day. People still might walk away and go, that wasn't for me. I thought he was going to dress up. Who is this guy? But so far, so good. Some really exciting news on the Dr. Phil front that I'm going to drop next week. I'm sorry, not next week, the week after. It sucks. I'm not good at keeping surprises because I like to give people stuff to look forward to. You know, even when I proposed to my wife, it was tough to keep that on lockdown. I think we're going to go up to Seattle for the summer this year and just take the summer off and be with my family and be around my nieces and my mom and my stepdad and my sister and Dirte and go to Mariners games and have barbecues and be with my friends and just try to really enjoy the summer up there and take a beat. And I told my mom that. I was going to hold on to that for a bit until we figured it out, all the ins and outs. But I wanted to give her something to look forward to. But this piece of Phil news is going to be pretty awesome. Just culmination of all the love and effort and work that goes into the Phil show and the support from you guys that have been watching it. It's going to be, I can't wait to share with you guys and share with you the announcement and then the actual product. Anyway, so stay tuned on that. There is a new Dr. Phil Live dropping, I believe, in 2 weeks. We just did it last week with Chris DeStefano, Fortune Feimster, and Adam Carolla. It is a banger episode. I'm telling you, man, I'm always having fun at these Phil shows. Which is why the Dr. Phil Live Tour is going to be really exciting. Bigger venues, obviously. Comedy Store holds about 330. We pack it in there. These theaters coming up are 2,000 to 4,000. And that is, say it with me, way more seats! So, fucking, we'll figure that out. But, dude, I think the show in Dallas on March 14th is already sold out. The show in Chicago on March 16th is about 67% sold out. The show in Boston that's 4,100 at the MSG Music Hall at Fenway Park in Boston is, I think, 66% sold out. That's March 30th. What the fuck, dude? You guys are buying these tickets, and I can't thank you enough. So I'm going to pack these shows out and make them fucking electric. You best believe me on that. It's a challenge, but I'm up for it, baby. I do got to get some more sleep. I've got a fucking wild cold sore on my tongue. I don't know if you can hear it in the way I'm talking, but dear God, it hurts to talk. I almost didn't want to do this podcast because of how much fucking pain I'm in, but it is what it is, man. As Trump said today on Andrew Schultz's podcast, it is what it is. You get shot at, sometimes you get shot at.
Hey, sometimes you get, you try to buy a TV at Black Friday. African-American Friday, it's African-American Wednesday. We can have Black Monday if we wanted to, but we don't. But why this guy did it. Why don't we do it? We got blacks, we got Mondays. Let's do it. You can get a TV on a Monday for half price, huh? Fisher Price. Get a Fisher Price TV. Get a fucking Easy Bake Oven. Make some spaghetti for Buca de Beppo. Boop-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You're loving it. She's loving it. They's loving it.
So Trump went on Andrew Schultz's podcast. Trump is making the podcast rounds. I did the Bussin' and the Boys, Bussin' with the Boys podcast here in Nashville. Funny guys, man. You know, football junkies, football players. And wow, dude. Fun podcast. Bussin' with the Boys on the bus here in Nash. I met Will Compton at Bert and Tom Segura's Poor Osos, flag football, you know, charity competition, skills competition with Bobby Lee and a few other homies. That was in Vegas when they launched Poor Osos about during the Super Bowl, actually, last year. And I met Will then. I hadn't met Taylor. Man, it was fun. It's so cool to meet someone for the first time on a podcast and just connect, dude, and rip it up. Like, instant homies, man. You know, at least I feel that way. You know, I think it was reciprocated, but, you know, They could have just been, you know, trying to be nice because they were like, dude, this is our first Jew. But they have a great thing going on over there. Shout out to all their guys that run their show. I think that's going to be out next week. We had a lot of fun. And they said they're going to interview Trump, I think, this week. And so I made a video as Biden asking them a couple questions, asking Trump a few questions as Biden. And I think they're going to play it for him. We'll see. I can't believe we're 26 or 27 days away from the election. We have a Dr. Phil live show on November 5th with Josh Wolf, Wayne Brady, and Rob Lowe. The night of the election, that's going to be crazy. I don't think anything will be determined until the next day, but still, you know people are going to be checking their phones and screaming shit out. If Trump wins, that's going to be wild. If he loses, it's going to be wild. Yeah, dude. What a time we live in. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about politics right now. It's just fucking, dude, it's so polarizing, you know? And there are people that care. There are people in every job that give a fuck. Dude, it's like you call customer service at Southwest Airlines. You could get cunty Carol, but you also might get dedicated Dan, who loves his job. Hey, how you doing? Southwest Airlines, Dan here. Hi, Dan. Yeah, my bag. Dude, you guys lost my bag, and then I actually got it back, but my clothes were gone, and it was filled with diarrhea. been there. So, look, what I'm going to do for you, do you have your flight number for me? Yeah, I do, man. 4261 out of Los Angeles. Okay, so what I'm going to do for you, so look, the diarrhea bag, that happens from time to time, okay? There's a thing called poop plane, right, where planes get overflowed with poop. The bags, we take the bags out. The bags, they fall apart. You know, sometimes your bag, it's not locked properly. It's not taped up. No, I locked my bag. Sure you did. We all locked our bag. let me finish real quick. And I'm on your side, by the way. This is all going to work out in your favor. So the poop spills out of the plane. Your bag opens up. Boom. Close out. Diarrhea fills it up. Guy closes the bag. He wants to do his job, put it back in the conveyor belt so it gets the baggage claim so you can pick up your bag and go home and fuck your wife. That's what he's trying to do. What you're trying to do is get your bag. Okay? And lo and behold, you got a diarrhea bag. Now you're calling me. Thank God you called me and not cunty Carol. I got your back. I don't got your bag, but I got your back. I'm sorry, did you say you got my bag? I wish. You got your bag. It's filled with shit. I got your back, which I hope is not covered in shit. Unless you're a baby, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to get you to fill out a form. Price out all the clothes. What'd you have in there? Turtleneck? Hugo Boss sweater? I actually did have a turtleneck. No Hugo Boss. I do all my shopping at Costco. What are you, poor? Well, I am in between jobs, if you must know. Well, shit. You know, we're hiring at Southwest. Nah, I'm good, man. Oh, okay. Well, don't knock until you try it. There's quite a few benefits. You get free hugs. You get, you know, there's a lot of the staff is very, very divorced and very well endowed. So, you know, sometimes you get that divorce booby press. And it makes a sad day real happy real quick. You feel me? So what time can I expect this to get resolved? Oh, so sorry. So I'm going to have you fill that out, price out the clothes for me, and then I'll send you a credit card form. You fill that out, we'll put the money back in your account. Should be 48 to 74,000 hours. Okay, thank you so much. You got it, bud. You have a great day. Thanks for calling Southwest. My name is Dan, and I am dedicated to the job. That's hopefully who you get. But more often than not, sometimes you get somebody that doesn't want to help. Hello?
Hi, I missed my flight. Can you book me on another one?
Oh, you sound like you're going to die soon. Were you on the plane to go to your own funeral?
What?
So, it's always a crapshoot. But thankfully, we lucked out with people that that want to help, you know, and that's always what you want. So in politics, I'm like, dude, there's good people, there's bad people, there's people that want to help and make the country better, and there's people that don't give a fuck. It's such a popularity contest, man. I can't imagine running for president, dude. It might be the toughest job, because you got to be on all that one slip up, dude, in this day and age, it's blown out of proportion, dude. One soundbite, you trip upstairs, Biden, done. You grab a pussy, you're maybe done, but you actually makes you stronger. Kamala now is like, I worked at a McDonald's. I worked, this country doesn't know that the McRib, we had to put the McRib inside of the fryer and then put hash brown sauce on top of it because we ran out of McRib sauce. And then Trump's like, I went to every McDonald's. She wasn't. No name tags. I asked the McNuggets. I asked Grimace, have you seen Kamala? He said, I never heard of that bitch. She lied. So, you know, what do we get? What do we want? That's the thing, too. We're so split on what we want. I'm having a little Teremana tequila. Shout out to my boy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Hopefully getting him on a Dr. Phil live show soon. We got Bill Burr returning on December 3rd. Wowza. Bill Burr coming back to Dr. Phil live December 3rd. Third time's a charm, baby. 3 for 3 is Bill Burr. The hat trick. AdamRay.live is where you can see the December 7th Dr. Phil live show with Adam Devine and Tony Hinchcliffe from the San Diego Civic Theater in San Diego, California. It's a 2,800-seat theater that we have sold the fuck out. But if you want to watch it live from the comfort of your own home, get a ticket at AdamRay.live. Also, I'm doing a fully improvised show. Madison, Wisconsin, Comedy on State. I did my stand-up special. Like and subscribe. It's on YouTube. Check it out if you haven't seen it. And oh boy, we are doing a fully improvised show from Comedy on State. Two shows that night, 6 and 9 p.m. The 6 p.m. is sold out. The 9 p.m. is sold out. Stand up on the 6 p.m., 9 p.m. Dude, whatever happens, happens. I mean, let's fucking go, dude. 9 p.m., baby. I mean, let's go. I got some improvised musical crowd work planned for you. Planned for you as far as I got the piano player there. We don't know what we're going to say or sing or do. Costumes encouraged. It's the day before Halloween. Live video submissions, cash prizes, giveaways. It's going to be wild and shot beautifully. I think 5 or 6 cams. Watch that show from the comfort of your own home. Adam Ray's fully improvised comedy show, October 30th, live from Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. Tickets to that and the December 7th Dr. Phil Live with Adam Devine and Tony Hinchcliffe are available at AdamRay.live. AdamRay.live. Get those tickets, man. AdamRayComedy.com for all my stand-up tour dates. We are adding a bunch, man. Coming up for the rest of the year, obviously next week, and I'm in Cleveland at Hilarities, October 17th through the 19th. I love this club. I've been there once. It's a fucking great club. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions are going on next weekend and a Cleveland Browns game, so there's going to be a lot going on, a lot to pick from. Come out and see me. Hilarities, October 17th through the 19th. And then, of course, Dr. Phil Live. We start the tour, baby, October 25th, Miller Theater in Philadelphia. October 26th, Tyson's Virginia at Capital One Hall. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. I think those are both sold out, though. And then December 4th, I am in at the San Jose Improv. We added a late show. Go get tickets for that. Beacon Theater, November 15th, Dr. Phil Live, 97% sold out. We got some tickets left. Go grab them. What else, man? November 8th and 9th, Las Vegas. November 8th and 9th, Las Vegas. Wise Guys Comedy Club. Come see me. What else we got? November 22nd and 23rd, Wise Guys, Utah, Salt Lake City. Come out and see me. I can't wait. I can't wait for all these shows. You guys are coming out. Free meet and greet. The free meet and greet is awesome. Meeting and talking with you guys. Pictures. I'm doing videos for people. It's just a blast. And you guys are so sweet. And fuck, dude, it takes 90 minutes to 2 hours. And I'm running back into the green room to sit for 5 minutes and then go back on stage. But it's fucking worth it, man. Speaking of it being worth it, guys, when is the last time you used Shopify, okay? Do you know what it is? The e-commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Shopify lets you sell your merch, which I do. It gives you all the reports, the charts, everything you need to know, keeps the balance and statements balanced so that you don't have to get all up in your head about what you've made and what you've sent out. It's incredible. Shopify gives you complete control over your brand and business without having to learn any new skill in design or code. If you're thinking about starting a small business or you have a small business already, you gotta use Shopify, man. Everyone uses it. That's what it's there for, to make you money, to make your life better and your business better. So upgrade your business and get the same checkout we use with Shopify right now. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/aboutlastnight, all lowercase, shopify.com/aboutlastnight to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Quince. Oh my goodness, guys, I'm excited. Summer to fall to winter to spring and back to summer, but fall's coming up soon, and I'm excited about ditching the shorts and the flip-flops and the cargo shorts and the tank tops that I can share my little bit of muscles in because I did 6 push-ups last week and upgrade to a cozy cashmere sweater or a leather jacket or whatever cool weather essentials that you gravitate towards on the Quince website.
So what exactly is Quince?
Well, Jeremy, Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe.
That's what's up.
It is what's up. Even your cool Joel McHale t-shirt will go well with some Mongolian cashmere sweaters, only $60, and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
Do they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to me?
Yes, dude. Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank.
And that's what's up.
Upgrade your wardrobe now with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/ALN for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/ALN to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/ALN. I use them. I love them. Get with it.
This is an ad for BetterHelp. Welcome to the world. Please read your personal owner's manual thoroughly. In it, you'll find simple instructions for how to interact with your fellow human beings and how to find happiness and peace of mind. Thank you, and have a nice life.
Unfortunately, life doesn't come with an owner's manual. That's why there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more. That's betterhelp.com.
Mecca Bingo are legends of play since back in the day. Back when kings had castle walls to protect them, when knights had suits of armour. And now, when Debs from Doncaster plays at MechaBingo.com, she has Mecca's safety features, like deposit limits so she only plays with what she can afford, and reality checks that remind her to take regular breaks. Be a legend yourself. Keep it fun at MechaBingo.com. Mecca, legends of play since back in the day. 18+ begambleaware.org.
All right, so we got 5 sold-out shows in Nashville this weekend. I'll be going to the Country Music Hall of Fame to see Garth Brooks live. I think he hangs out at the museum drinking Trulies and yelping about Tom Segura making fun of him on Your Mom's House. Please subscribe to the About Last Night podcast. If you guys don't, hit me up on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Adam Ray Comedy. And, of course, YouTube.com/Adam Ray Comedy for my stand-up special. Like and subscribe. My documentary, Doug, which is on my YouTube channel. And, of course, the Dr. Phil live specials all on YouTube.com/Adam Ray Comedy. Big Dr. Phil news coming to you in the next few weeks. Stay tuned. Stay alert. And try to enjoy the rest of your week into the weekend, guys. Be safe. Be good to each other. And I love you for sticking with me on this wild comedy journey. All right, that's it for now. Fuck, dude. Halloween's coming up. We didn't even get into that. Oh, shit. I'm doing a live Halloween spectacular episode of the podcast with Piot Michael and John Kite at the Comedy Store on October 21st. It is sold out. We will be taping it and putting it online. I can't wait for that. Those are my most fun, favorite things to do every year. Fully improvised for almost 2 hours with John Kite and Piot Michael, two of the best improvisers and impressionists in the game. Look up old Halloween specials, Oscar specials of the About Last Night podcast with John Kite and Piot Michael. You will not be disappointed. We're doing one October 21st. It'll be out soon. All right, guys, I love you. Talk to you soon. Be good.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.